Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment.
Welcome everyone to an all-new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Feltman. I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all-new episode happening now. Lego.
Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton. Thick Ass Threes is hosted on Anchor with all episodes available on Spotify, Anchor's new partner. You can find more information about Thick Ass Threes on anchor.fm/thickassthrees. Make sure you follow us on social media, Thick Ass Threes on Instagram and on Twitter. And we're working on our OnlyFans page.
Still
working on OnlyFans. I sent my ID in. They told me they couldn't have it. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but what can you do?
Making sure ID to get inside of Sam's Club.
We'll get there. This is an exciting show. Once again, I'm with my guy, Stanley. Stanley, say hello to the people.
I'm glad to be back.
My man. Steve Miles, Coach Bobby Terry. Hopefully, we're going to get them on the phone and ask them some questions. We got some fun games towards the end of this podcast. So if we need a tiebreaker, maybe we'll get them on there. But I'm so excited. We got my main man. I'm going to let him introduce himself. I've known him for years. We battled on the court many, many, many moons ago. It's been a long time. It's been 18, 20, almost. Shit, why not? It's almost 25 years ago. We earned this age.
You're making me sound old.
No, nigga, old, I'm older than you.
Y'all both old.
Introduce yourself.
How you doing? My name is Maurice Watkins.
Nice. So we got Reese here with us. Reese, we're excited to have you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you
inviting me to the platform.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you coming to hang out with us. So, Stanley, what's been going on, man? Let's just jump into the show. Talk to me. What's going on with you? How's life? What's going on with work? All the things. Talk to me.
Man, we just had some, like, renovation stuff, restore stuff at the job. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to work at 8 to 5 for, like, a week and a half. That was different. It was welcome, though.
You was loving that or no?
I was loving it. I was off by 5. I was asleep by 6.
That was fucking with your naps, though.
No, I take my nap at 5:30, 6, I'm asleep. I wake back up prime time, 8 o'clock, watch TV.
You know? If you take a nap at 5:30, how you sleep at night?
I go to sleep fine. I only sleep like 4 or 5 hours a night. So it's probably because I always take a nap.
Okay, but definitely because you always take a nap.
Yeah, I can go to sleep at 1, wake up at 6, and I'm good.
Cool. Reese, what's going on with you, man?
Same.
It's your first time here. You got to tell people what's going on, what you got going, all the things about you, man. Talk to the people. Man,
I got a lot of children.
What are they doing now? Are they in anything? How old are they? What's the age range?
19 to 9.
19 to 9. Now, you were a hooper. I told people that earlier.
Yes.
Are there any other athletes in the family?
One, my son, Messiah.
Messiah, he's a hooper?
Yeah.
Football player, basketball player, what we got going?
Athlete, he can do it all.
Oh, he can do it all?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Whenever he wants to, though.
What's that mean?
These kids got a lot of distractions.
Of distractions. What is it?
It's the new
phone,
generation.
It's the computer. It's what is it? What's the distraction? All the things?
Yeah.
It's too much. It's like an overload on their senses.
Exactly.
They got too much going on.
We had simple. They don't have simple.
We definitely had simple.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the good old days. Mm. All right, let's jump into it. You guys see this tennis match where the player wiped away the mark?
I did not.
No.
You didn't see this?
No.
So it was two, I think, this is important. Well, it's probably not important, but I think they were two Asian players going back and forth. One hits it right on the line. And you know now the new technology, they do the camera, zoom in, whatever.
Yeah.
She asked for a mark because the umpire or whatever said it was out. She goes up to it, I'm like, it's out. She's like, no, it's not. It's right on the line. She's looking at it. Her opponent walks over and steps on it and wipes away the mark.
Wow.
What did they do that? She about that life.
And then walked away.
Hey.
So the player pissed off, is like, fuck it. They finished the point and she went and sat down and quit. She retired.
Yeah,
she's not retired from tennis, but she was like, I'm not gonna play.
She's quit the game.
She says soft.
Is that soft though?
Did she play after the mark was smudged?
She played like a point to end.
Yeah, she should have finished it.
Yeah,
you think so?
You gonna play if you was gonna not if you was gonna not play, then not play from the jump.
Talk to me about the alternatives. Do you play the game, or do you jump over the net and see about her? Put your hands on her now, because right, you can't do that.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Out there, in the middle of a tournament, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get inspired. I'm gonna get heated. I'm gonna go at them. It's 1-on-1, that type of sport. So it ain't no teammates around. You did that, you disrespected me. Now down the street on 4th Street, you did some shit like that. Coming over the net.
I hear you.
We're gonna have some fun.
That's fair.
My bad. I didn't mean like literally whip her ass.
That's
like,
okay.
No. I mean, on 4th Street, you whip her ass. That's what I'm saying. On 4th Street, you whip her ass.
That's how you feel.
That's my intention, but
I'm gonna whip her ass on the court.
I wanna bust her ass on that court.
Let's talk about tennis. Have you ever played tennis?
Yes. My mom beat me and my brother.
Oh, really?
While she was pregnant with my sister.
Was your mom a tennis player?
Yes.
Oh, really? Like she could go?
She can go.
Oh, wow.
She taught us how to play.
Really?
11, 12, 13. That's what gave me the drive.
That's not something that I knew about you.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
that's exciting.
Yes. My mom, she did it all.
Wow. Stanley, what's your background in tennis?
Oh, no. I just knew how to play. I played, out on the courts in PE, after school sometimes. Like, I knew how to play, You're an athlete,
That's fair.
Coach Rob played too.
Yeah, he did. Him and his wife played all the time.
Tennis?
Yeah.
That's big time. All right, let's keep it moving. We're going to stick with some women's sports. Women's World Cup, hosted by New Zealand and Australia. Women are the defending champions. They won in 2019. Twice, right? Did they win in 16 as well?
Back to back.
So 16, 19. This year it's in New Zealand. New Zealand, Australia is hosting it. Do we have any opinions, any thoughts on women's soccer? Before you guys say what you're going to say, if you have anything to say, I think the women's tournament is way more exciting than the men's tournament.
They're better.
Women, you think women soccer players, women?
In the U.S.
U.S. women's soccer players?
Is better than the men's team.
Okay.
They're more fundamental. They don't cry as much.
That's all I'm going to say.
Leave it there?
Yeah. They're back-to-back champions. They're going for three in a row.
Have they earned your attendance at a bar at home on the couch watching the game here and there?
Probably not.
Depends on my job.
I'm pretty much gonna watch something on Netflix.
I might be at work.
Apple TV, any of those.
All right, we'll leave it there. We'll be back after this quick break.
This part of the show is brought to you by Pumpkins Essentials, providing quality all natural bath essential products. These products include moisturizing body butters, sugar scrubs, beard balms, body mist, and so much more. You can find these products at two locations locally. One is the Cinerama at 1315 Fenwick Lane in Silver Spring, Maryland, as well as the Salon Plaza at 11160 Vera's Mill Road, Wheaton, Maryland. You can also find them online at www.pumpkinsessentials.com, and that's Pumpkins Essentials.
You said we're back?
I said we're back, and we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick Ass Threes. We're going to jump into some hoop here moving forward. NBA Summer League, Victor Wembanyama, Scoot, and Miller for the North Carolina Charlotte Bobcats. Yeah. Are they the Hornets or the Bobcats? That's a real
question. They're the Hornets. They switched back to the Hornets.
They're the Hornets.
4 years ago.
So let's, as all basketball players, let's talk about Summer League. What do you think about these three? They were the first three picks. What do you think? Reese, let's start with you.
Well, for Victor, his first game, a little
trash.
Sketchy. Yeah, it was terrible.
Trash.
It was trash.
But he said he didn't understand the game yet. He said it was a lot faster than he anticipated, and he didn't. Stanley's looking at me like that's bullshit, but I'm just telling you what he said.
But
he said he didn't understand what was going on out on the floor.
Yeah, he only been playing since 14, and he just couldn't figure it out.
The NBA is a different game than what he was playing.
It's a lot of tension. A lot of tension.
The lines are the same.
The lines are the same.
But well, the attention's not the same.
And I don't think the lines are the same in the European game. No,
it's not. Whatever. You know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. That's why we talk about court,
the ball you know is basketball. The same, yes. You know basketball.
Well, what do you think? What do you think of his
first game? He just, I mean, it wasn't a good game. I mean, people had bad games, but he showed up. It also wasn't a terrible game. He still had 5 blocks, like 9 rebounds.
That's what I'm more impressed with his defense.
He still, like, he wasn't ass. Just was bad game, and then he comes back and he shows out.
He did have a good second game.
And the point guard for Portland.
Scoot.
He was hurt, right? So
yeah, he was hurt. He played like one game.
Yeah, I think he played one and a half games.
You really didn't get to see him.
But is that the NBA keeping those guys safe? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't want to see. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. You don't want to check Holmgren's situation. Your rookie's out for the whole season.
Holmgren's an idiot. He shouldn't have been playing out there with LeBron. And
anywhere you play is a risk at any time.
Even when you work out.
Yeah. This is true. What do we think of Brandon Miller from Alabama?
He's a clown. He's a clown.
I think we talked about this last time. You didn't like him.
No, I just said
comments he made about Jordan.
I think that was Miles.
Okay.
That said that.
Okay.
I was just saying that, you know, I knew he was about that life. And I had to pull up on somebody, I want him with me.
He did some ignorant shit when he's coming out of Alabama. The layup, when the starting lineup.
No, what'd he do?
They pat him down.
Oh, God, after the gun situation.
Yeah, after the situation. Like, yeah.
You saw when he said he couldn't. He didn't know who Chris Middleton was.
No.
They did like a starting five, and he was picking players like, okay, if they give him 5 people, he'd take the point guard. Then they give him 4 people, he'd take the small forward.
Okay.
Whatever. He got down to 2 people, and he was like, I don't know who even one of them are. It was like the center and Chris Middleton. He said, I guess I'll take the small forward. Let's get a center. <I'm> like,
is that him just being a fucking brat, or does he not know? I mean, he's a hooper. He knows what's going on.
He came back and said he was trolling. He said he was trolling and he was just having some fun.
That's the problem with the damn kids. They're always trolling.
This is true. So what do we think about Summer League as an overall summer basketball program? Who won?
I don't think of it. Cleveland won one. I saw Monty.
Yeah, Cleveland.
They won. Bates. They won the summer. They won the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think there's another one. I mean, they play more than one summer league.
The NBA has another summer league?
They do like a Vegas joint, and then they do like a Orlando joint.
Oh, that's right. And that small gym with all the windows.
Yeah, because like maybe half the teams will be at Vegas. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, and then the other half will go to somewhere else.
Okay, well, let's move on. My next question is this. Is being canceled dependent on your resources and your level of care? Here's my example. Charles Barkley quoted as saying, I'm not worried about getting canceled because I'll play fucking golf every day. If you're gay, God bless you. If you're trans, God bless you. If you disagree with it, fuck you.
There you go.
Talk to me though.
That's nothing to be canceled about. What he said or
no, not just what he's saying. Just the topic in general of people being so concerned about being canceled. How come you can't say what you want to say about anything anymore in our society?
Yeah, I think it all depends. There's certain stuff you're not supposed to say.
I think it's like power. What? I think it's power too.
Like what?
What do you mean like what? There was stuff back in the 60s you weren't supposed to say to a black man, right?
Okay. Well, I think that's different than...
I mean, not to them, it's not. Not to the other side of it.
That's the key right there.
The other side of it.
You saw the Dave Chappelle joint.
Okay.
He said that, you know, there's no rights that have advanced faster and quicker
than
LGBTQ.
I don't want to mess it up.
Watch yourself.
Yeah.
Get canceled.
I think I got that right.
You won't say it again.
Nope. But I think I got it right the first time.
All right, let's jump out of that. Let's keep going.
All right.
Dame Lillard, James Harden. Are we sick of them? Are we sick of the conversation? Where's Lillard going to go? Where's Harden going to go? Harden says he wants to stay but will only go to the Clippers.
Yeah.
I think Lillard says he wants to only go to Miami.
Right.
But there's lots of people that are interested in him, but you're going to have to give up a lot.
Yep.
To get Lillard.
So it don't matter.
To what?
Don't matter.
Where the hell they go?
To the season. To you guys it don't matter.
Cuz if you got to break up the teams.
The only reason that people are getting sick of them is cuz the media keeps shoving it down their throat. Like let it happen. The season's coming.
Thank you.
And whoever's wearing red and white suiting up. Let it go. Like, I don't care. I don't want to go here. I don't want to go here. Can you send me there, please? And it's, I mean, and I want my 50 million.
Yeah, it's for like 50
give
or 60
me my
50 too.
Million and only send me here. If I was the owner, I'd be like, wait, shut the fuck up. Oh, I shouldn't have said that so aggressive. I'm sorry, mom. I'd be like, sit your ass down. You know what I mean?
You sound like an owner, motherfucker.
That would be. If I'm paying somebody 50 million, they're not going to tell me there's one place you're going. I don't want to be here, and there's only one place I'm going. Yeah, well, your contract say I can send you wherever I want, so deal with that. You know,
I might accommodate you based on what you do.
But if it gets to the point where they're trying, obviously, with Dame Lillard.
Sure.
They don't want Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
So it's not my fault this ain't working out. Y'all go out and figure another third team to get involved. I'm still here waiting.
And James Harden, why does it matter?
James Harden, I don't care what he wants.
How many teams is this?
How many is this? The Philly, Houston Clippers?
Never
played with the Clippers.
Houston, I think he Philly, only did Brooklyn. Houston, Philly, Brooklyn, and
Oklahoma.
Four. Yeah. So this would be five?
This would be five.
So why does it matter for him?
No, well, I'm not a James Harden fan at all. I think I'm not a huge fan of his game.
Yeah, I don't like people that give up. I hate that shit.
I don't know if it's to give up.
He always got a problem with something or somebody.
That's quitting.
You know, dude, you the one that ain't showed up in the playoffs. Like, all right.
Exactly.
Holla.
Yeah.
Okay.
See me in the locker room.
Moving on. NBA analyst. I had a name. I didn't get it, though. I didn't write it down. It says Kyrie Irving, top five point guard of all time. All time.
Possibly.
Possibly?
But.
Can you name five better than him right now?
Isaiah, John Stockton, Magic Johnson. Three. Chris Paul.
Chris Paul? You taking Chris Paul over Curry?
Who is the better point guard?
Point. That's my question.
Chris Paul.
Over Curry? I mean,
you
over,
said Kyrie.
Kyrie's not really
absolutely.
Like a point. I was going to say Curry. Kyrie's not a point guard?
I didn't say he's a point.
He's definitely a point guard.
He's more of a scorer.
Curry is. Curry's more of a scorer, but there's a different feel to the point guard position nowadays.
Wait a minute. Let me go back for a second. You just gave me five point guards. Give me five more. Because the more that I'm thinking about this,
it's different.
He's not top five.
He's not. He's got top five handles though.
Five game.
As a point guard, is he better than Curry? Point guard. Not better, I should say. Would you say
that's
Curry
the
as
thing,
a point
what's
guard?
I feel like you're giving me a definition of a point guard. Like,
I'm just talking about the position. When it comes up on the screen, it says Curry, PG, point guard. Yeah.
But they don't act like
Curry
that.
Curry has been much better.
But
his career.
If you're going to put Curry on an all-time team, he's going to have to play point.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he can play Curry or
I'm
Kyrie.
Just saying, Steph Curry couldn't play point guard for Larry Brown.
Okay, why not?
Because he's Larry Brown. He ain't allowing Steph Curry to be Steph Curry. You know what I mean? It's a system and what you want from your point guard out of that system.
Okay.
It's not necessarily who's the best point guard. Like you put, like Chris Paul is a totally different point guard.
Mm-hmm.
But he run that team like nothing. Like every team he's ever been to has gotten better.
I think that's the difference right there.
What's that?
The point guards used to run the team.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You really don't have that no more. You don't have the point guard being the floor general as much.
Not as much, nope.
Well, the same guy also said Kyrie's top five of all time. He might have said top four. Top four or five of all time, but he's also a nutcase and a bad teammate and not good in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Does that matter to you at all?
Yes, it matters to me, but
I don't.
If it's my team, like I've been in a cancerous locker room, and it matters in that sense. But it doesn't matter to me right now because I'm not in that locker room and I don't know what the hell, who's saying what and who's offended because everybody got a perspective.
All I know is this man don't get in trouble.
True.
He stay to himself. And he from Jersey. Jersey all day.
All right, well, that leads me to my next question. Although I think he's a Baltimore guy. Same analyst, maybe a different analyst, doesn't matter, but it was an analyst that said Carmelo Anthony, top 15 player of all time. Top 15 player.
Debatable.
Not shooting guard, not small forward. No way.
debatable.
No, I don't even think it's an argument.
That's I think man. There's a little argument if somebody
15, top 15 of all time.
Top he's 15. Pretty good. Carmelo's yeah, pretty good.
Top 15.
We sleep I mean, you on Melo.
But you can name six centers that you're going to want on your team before
maybe.
You can.
Maybe.
I'm separating what's best for a team versus just it's a team game. I'm talking about individually as a player, the shit he could do.
Maybe. Melo was tough.
He might not have the accolades that some of these other people have, but one-on-one.
You want a bucket?
No, I hear you, but he's definitely not top 15 in my eyes.
I probably could put 15 people, maybe 20, maybe 25 ahead of Melo, but I'm saying that I'll listen to somebody argue.
He better than Scotty?
Okay. Wait a minute. Is that a question?
I'm asking. Yes.
I'd say no.
I
mean, but what are we talking about? Scottie Pippen is going to guard you at 6'8", 6'7". But Carmelo ain't going to guard you.
You
ain't
Carmelo going to give you 40, though.
Different. Melo different.
Yeah, he going to give you 40.
And Melo going to give you 40, but he ain't going to guard nobody.
The young Melo was guarding. I don't think so. This Melo, the Melo in Denver?
I don't think he was guarding.
He was guarding.
I don't think he was guarding. He never
wasn't guarding Kobe. He wasn't guarding in the playoffs. He wasn't guarding to get to the playoffs.
Show me the video.
I'll show you the video.
I just think it's a different game now, man.
What does that got to do with top 15? You top 15, you're not top 15.
If you're comparing Scottie to, it's the same way of comparing all these people. The game is faster now. The game, they're more athletic now. Like, would Scottie have shut down everybody in the NBA now?
No, because you can't touch. So. You can't be as physical. Like,
you can't be as physical, and they're so much more athletic. I'm not knocking what Scotty was.
I just think you just can't be as physical, and that matters when it comes to shooting and your finishing.
Cool. I'll take that. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stanley, you got that?
Nah.
About to blip. News. I see you're saying. Nah. We're back. You guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. We're going to jump into Stanley's favorite game, which is news or nah. Reese, this is new for you. The way we play this game is I'll just ask you a question. News, talk about it. Nah. I'll move on to the next question. I'm going to start with you. You ready?
Yeah.
Reese, you ready?
Yeah, okay. I'm ready.
All right. Messi. Messi is now in Florida playing. Is this news or is this not?
Nah.
Stanley?
I'm going to say news.
News? Okay. Go ahead.
He's supposed to be the top player.
He's the best player in the world.
Best player in the world. And coming to the MLS, even at an older age, you've seen some of the players do it. Beckham, Rooney. I mean, Messi's still pretty fucking. He's pretty good. Sorry, Ma.
Reese, are you a soccer fan?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Not too much.
So, Beckham made a huge come up because he's the president or co-owner of Miami of the team. So he bought the team years ago. Let's just say they were worth $20 million. When word got out that Messi was coming, price jumped to like $100 million. He's made a killing. Also heard on the news today, so for me this is news, that the mayor, who I think threw his hat in the running for president. So when you're running, you got to have, like, you know, donors and all this kind of stuff, and they say his money's low. So what he's doing is saying, we're going to raffle front row tickets to the games when Messi plays. So you make a donation to me, you go in a raffle, we'll get you VIP seats. So that's how he's going to try to play his political campaign. No, Stanley's not impressed by that at all. Wow. News or not, WNBA All-Star Game. Reese, go.
News.
My man, talk to me. Did you watch the game?
No, it was actually at work. Watched some highlights, though. You know.
You saw the dunk?
Yes, good.
He jumps out. Stanley, go. News or not? Nah. Let's keep it moving. I know where these are going to go. These are going to be firecrackers. DeAndre Ayton, signature shoe. News or not?
Nah.
He what?
Nah. Hell nah.
That's news to me. Nah.
Hell nah.
You haven't seen it?
Nah. Oh my
gosh. Playing, right?
No, I'm not playing.
Hold on. Who's he with?
I'm sure it's a Japanese. Yeah. I don't know if I have it.
Ling Ying.
How did he get a shoe?
Ling Ying.
It's one of those.
What did he do?
He even got a team. He's still with him.
It's just like Pumas.
That's what I thought. It's not Pumas. It's a foreign company.
What the hell is that?
No.
Oh, I can't even remember the name of them shoes back when I was young. What's called? I don't know. Listen, it was crazy.
Let's keep it moving. Kate, Andrew Wiggins, signature shoe. News or not?
What he didn't took advantage of that K-pop. He going Japanese too. He with the Japanese company too. It's not new. It's not. It can't be no. Nike. It can't be.
No.
What the hell no. is that?
It look like them space shoes or something.
Gosh, so for the listeners,
who is that?
They're looking at Aiden's and Wiggins' shoe. I'll post it on our social media.
Who is that? Well, I mean, who's what company?
Peak Signature.
What?
Who's that?
Peak. I don't know. Lifestyle Peak Signature.
Let me chill out because you might want to sign my son one day in the future. So I'm going to chill out.
Hopefully they hear this.
Anything's possible.
All right, let's keep it moving. End season NBA tournament. News or not?
It's news because it's something different.
What do you think of it, though?
I'll let you know when it happens.
Cool.
Exactly. Same. No,
same thing. All right, let's get serious for 1 second.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Carly Russell.
Who?
Carly Russell, Alabama.
Who? Alabama. Who?
Side of the road.
Yes. Baby. Sound familiar. Fake their kidnapping, right?
Well, the word is that she may have provided some false information about a kid walking down the side of the highway being kidnapped. She went dark for 3 days, shows up. Now the police are saying she's researched. Do you have to pay for Amber Alerts? And how do you steal a kid and all this other stuff on her search engine?
Didn't she show back up?
She did show back up. Now the family's not talking. They're trying to figure out what's going on. Have you heard of this?
Very.
YouTube.
Yeah, I don't.
Not enough to talk about it?
I saw something on it, but I didn't click on the article because I just didn't think it was something I cared about.
Yeah, okay,
but
that's fair. That's fair. I'm moving on. Now this one's going to be interesting. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Zoe.
Uh-oh.
Come here for a second, please. You don't have to talk on the mic, but I want your input on this, maybe. All right, so listen, this game is what we're going to do. 2, 4, 6, 8. There's 16 players, all right? We're going to talk about NBA, or not NBA, but basketball movies, all right? So think about your favorite basketball movies. Think about the player in said movie. So, for example, Jesus Shuttleworth, right? He's a character. Right? Don't think about Ray Allen. Think about the character. All right? So we're going to have a tournament. I'm going to give you two players from different movies. I got my brackets set up. You with me now? You with me?
Okay.
I'm going to give you the names, and you tell me what you think. Ready? Mm-hmm. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
So you ready? Billy Hoyt versus Scott Howard, Teen Wolf.
I know you're
talking about. White Man Can't Jump.
I seen them both.
Who's going to win?
Teen Wolf all day. What? What's wrong with you?
Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
Don't think about it as a wolf, though.
Man, no. He's transforming.
It's just Scott Howard.
He's transforming.
Hold on. But at the end of the movie, he didn't transform. And he played as Scott Howard. He did win, but he was playing against Mick, dude standing under the rim in the middle of the free throw. Where they do that at? Where they do that?
Come on. You ready?
Yeah.
We're going to move on. Butch McRae, Blue Chips versus Jackie Moon, semi-pro.
Ooh, oh man, that's Butch. Butch McRae is a monster. Come on,
Butch,
just like he was on the real court. Butch McRae was a monster.
Boone. You funny?
Hey, coach, I don't think I can play here no more.
Moving on, Scott McKnight, Just Right. That's Common versus Kaylee Lee Watson, Above the Rim.
Kaylee.
Hey,
Kyle.
Dwayne Martin.
Holla if you hear me. You remember that joke? I got to go with Kyle.
Common was a pro, though.
Huh?
Common was a pro.
He was a
New
pro.
New Jersey.
He couldn't have done nothing with Kyle. He couldn't have done nothing. You saw the video.
He from Chicago.
You saw the movie. Bro. You saw the movie.
I saw the movie.
Him play, and he didn't look like Kyle could go.
Exactly.
Kyle could go.
You don't have
above the rim.
That's my
above
favorite.
All right, so what we going? We going Scott or we going Kyle?
Kyle.
All right. Ricky Rowe, Blue Chips versus Sidney Dean. White Man Can't Jump. Sidney Dean. Come on, man.
Sidney Dean.
Are we going Sidney?
That old boy got a tractor. Sidney Dean got a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
All right. Kenny Taylor, which is the sixth man. That's Marlon Wayans.
Marlon Wayans' character.
I already know this one. Versus Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Stop playing.
It wasn't playing.
Jesus.
Hey, Marlon, no shade.
Let's move on. Jimmy Chitwood, Hoosiers, versus Quincy from Love and Basketball.
That's Jimmy. Jimmy Buckets. Come on, man.
Hey, Jimmy,
you saw Jimmy shooting in the backyard.
Hey, okay.
He ain't miss a shot, bro. Listen. I think he missed one shot.
So this question's for you.
Yeah.
They can't hear you, but just talk to us. Was Quincy in Love and Basketball the worst basketball player you've ever seen in your life?
Omar Epps.
In Love and Basketball. Oof.
Get this nigga ain't seen the movie.
It don't matter. Everybody know the truth. Everybody knows
that shit was terrible.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you the answer is yes.
Hey, but you
he's
know,
the worst basketball player on a movie ever.
Seriously, I was gonna put the girl in there instead of him.
Who? What girl?
The girl in the movie.
She was better than him.
Yeah, that's not my bad. Point.
Annihilation.
Yes, mm-hmm. Annihilation. That's I what I was gonna you. Put in. All right, we're moving on. This is a good one right here.
Listen,
Shep above the rim.
Shep
versus Uncle Drew.
Shep.
Ooh, Shep
versus Uncle Drew.
Shep. I'm going Shep.
That Batman scored 36 points with 4 minutes left in the
That's
game.
That's my movie.
36.
Shep,
he was jumping.
Come on, we can't make these decisions emotionally.
Nah,
Shep.
Okay.
Shep. Oh, Shep.
When he wiped the blood.
Shep.
When he wiped the blood off his
Come
ass.
Come on, bro.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Lewis Scott, Celtic Pride, another Waynes, Damon
mm-hmm.
Waynes,
mm-hmm.
versus Jamal Jeffries, your guy, Juwanna Man.
I'm going Damon.
Yeah,
Damon was out of shape though, wasn't he?
I'm still going Damon.
And not Juwanna Man?
Juwanna Man was doing it against women.
No,
come on.
He was going back and forth. I ain't know what was what.
It's fair. All right, let's work our way back through it. You ready?
Yeah, I'm going to sound bad about
like, yes, you are.
I love all women, yo. I'm sorry it's coming off like this today, but I love women.
Scott Howard from Teen Wolf versus Butch McCray.
Scott Howard.
One on one. This is one on one. Not who's a better player in the movie.
It's
this
Butch.
Is
Butch.
Butch.
It's Butch.
He would have to go Team
he
Wolf.
He had to go Team Wolf. Get the red eyes. He had to do something. Scott Howard can't take it.
Sidney Green, White Man Can't Jump. You know White Man Can't Jump. It was Sidney Green versus Ka above the rim.
Ooh.
Sidney Green is which one?
Oh, Sidney Dean.
Wesley Snipes
versus Kyle.
Versus Kyle? That ain't even close.
What you mean?
Come on, bro. Sidney Dean didn't look
Sidney
like
Sidney went big boy?
What? Kyle? Come on, man.
Kyle went face to face
with Tupac, bro.
That's probably what
he
it
was
is.
Like, I don't want your money.
You said it was movies.
I don't want your shoes. Kyle was that dude.
Okay, Stan, relax.
All right,
Jesus Shuttlesworth versus Jimmy Chipwood.
Jimmy.
Over Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Jimmy missed one shot the whole movie.
Stop. I'm going Jesus.
Jesus. Come on, man.
Jesus.
Y'all let that Ray Allen stuff hype y'all up.
Jesus.
Come, get out of here.
All right. Shep versus Lewis Scott. Shep from Shep Above the Rim. Lewis Scott, Celtic Pride.
Shep.
Shep. We don't even need to talk about it.
Shep, final four. We got Butch McCray versus Kyle. Jesus versus Shep. Butch McCray versus Kyle. Who you got?
Butch McCray versus Kyle.
Butch. Ain't even no thinking about it, Butch.
I gotta think about it.
No.
It's like that and one dude going against that.
You see Blue
like,
Chips, right?
Yeah.
Butch McCray.
What, he's 6'10"?
Hardaway?
Nah, he's 6'8".
6'10". Shoes. He can do it all.
I got Butch.
Who we going?
Butch McCray. Come on.
Butch McCray. Jesus versus Shep. Outside court. Jesus versus Shep.
It's Shep.
Shep played in pants.
36 that points makes it even in better. 4 minutes.
That makes it better.
4 minutes.
Shep
in
played
pants.
In khakis.
Hey, my man almost banged on me back when I was like, 20, 21?
Something
in,
like that.
In jeans, shorts, a belt, and a beeper.
He really hoops too.
A beeper.
Nah, that's what I said.
From like 12 feet out, bro.
Wait a minute, he played in a beeper for real?
Yes. Yes,
in pants?
Hey, who didn't?
Absolutely.
Belt, and
a belt.
I played in all that.
Nobody played in no goddamn
we
pants.
We did.
Bruh. All right, you think I'm making this up?
Okay.
Old Shep. That's what we going with.
Championship.
Yeah.
Butch McCray
Shep.
Versus Shep.
Butch.
Shep.
Butch.
Shep.
Butch.
Shep.
Butch.
You can't do nothing with that.
You can't do nothing with
you
Butch.
You can't do nothing. Yo, you saw him undercut Shep.
I just
you
said
see
he, wiped
the
he wiped the blood
when Shep
off.
Went up. He was like, this personal.
Let's
if
go.
He got personal, there was nothing you could do.
Say, give
Butch
me the
McCray's
ball.
Catching buckets.
Let's see if we
one
get. Let's see if we
one.
Get. Let's see
you
if we get Steve
record?
On the phone. Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's gonna be
who,
tough. He gonna go with Shep.
Hey, he got undercut, bro. He got undercut.
And he wiped
got
the blood off.
It
I'm with it. I love it.
He said, "Nah, this personal." And then he dropped 36 points in 4 minutes.
And he took And he took the bullet for Dwayne.
And it's Shep.
Oh, it's Shep.
It's Shep.
Damn.
Butch ain't got that in him. Butch wanted to go home. Butch wanted to go home.
Butch got shot too.
Hold on. Did
he? In real life, Penny got shot in real life, bro.
Huh?
Yeah, they don't talk about it.
I'm talking about the character though. You know what I'm saying?
A lot.
He killed him with that. He took the bullet for him.
Yeah, so
we just tried to get Steve.
It's Shep, man.
It's Shep.
Shep,
he took the bullet. Butch was like, right, "Coach, I need to go home."
He dropped 36 and he took the bullet.
I miss my mama.
Yeah.
Listen, now the top 16 players in basketball movies, we got Shep from Above the Rim as the best one-on-one player.
Yeah. Yeah.
They gonna ask, what was we doing
that
day?
How you finish it? Yeah. Shep.
Shout out to Shep.
All right, man. All right, that's all I got. I thought that was pretty fun. I was thinking about that earlier today, so I put that together. Maybe we'll try to figure out a poll, put that on for people to talk about.
That'd be dope. But if y'all come up with anything other than Shep, I just want you to know you're wrong.
Not gonna say that. He tripping.
You guys have been listening to Thick S Threes. Once again, I am your host, Cornell Felton. You can find us on anchor.fm/thickS3s. Also on social media, Thick S Threes, Instagram, and on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. Before we go, Stanley, one last word.
Oh, I just want to say thank you for having me. Again, I apologize to all the women out there that think I might have went a little hard, a little aggressive. I didn't mean it.
They'll be okay.
Equal. Love you. Love you.
They'll be all right.
Love you. Love me. I enjoyed myself today, and I hope y'all enjoyed this show.
Cool. Reese, what you got for the people?
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for letting me be here. And absolutely, anybody that's hearing me, don't take it personal.
There it is.
None personal, just an opinion.
Absolutely. Once again, I'm your host, Cornell Felton. See you next time. Peace.
Oh, thank you.
Pop, pop, ballers what they call us. NBA All-Stars, no bench warmers. Pop, pop, ballers what they call us. Jersey in the rafters, all-time lead scorers. Pop, 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 pop. Keep ballin' on your scrubs line. I never miss 3-pointer or two. I feel like Jordan when I'm scoring. I feel like wow when I ball. Like LeBron, I'ma win. No matter what team I'm on, I'm always in my zone. Like coach called a 2-3. Ain't no I in team, so I told him please use me. No double dribble, 0-3 mom. But even hit MJ with a double nickel, steam the 2-for-1 before the ref blow the whistle. 3-for-3 on the top of the key. Swish. Try the lane double clutch. Yeah.